Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. He joins us now. Nate, Mike Francesa on WFN in New York. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Mike. Long time listener. Glad to
thank
be
you.
With you.
Appreciate it. Tell me this. Weather's improving. How good is it going to be now, or how reasonable is it going to be Sunday?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think we're going to be in the 30s. You know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I've watched the projections, and obviously we have, I mean, pretty good meteorologists here in the Midwest. And, you know, as I last looked, the weather could be as high as 32, 34. So now we're getting above freezing. There's some snow forecasted for Saturday night, but I don't think it's going to be a snow where it's going to stick. Obviously, there's tarp on the field right now because I'm inside Arrowhead Stadium. But I think this is a good thing for both teams. And like your listener, I kind of agree that, you know, we're probably going to see more points than we originally thought earlier.
Yeah, I agree. If the weather's going to be that good, I agree. Now, tell me this. Last week, how stunned were the guys like you who cover the team every day to see the defense, especially the defensive front, play like that against that Colt offensive line?
Yeah, in short, it was kind of shocking. But when you peel every layer, the Chiefs have played really well this year at home, and one of the reasons why is because they get the lead, and then they allow this elite pass rush with Chris Jones, Dee Ford, Justin Houston, and Allen Bailey to go after the quarterback. So it's imperative for the Patriots, I believe, not to get down by two scores, because now you're asking Tom Brady to work in an environment that's obviously loud, which of course affected the Colts' impressive offensive line, but clearly, you know, rattled Andrew Luck. And for even a veteran quarterback of Tom Brady's stature, you don't want him in that kind of situation. So the Chiefs were incredibly well on third down. I should say the Colts were 0-for-9 in terms of converting third downs. I don't expect them to play that well against the Patriots, but it does bode well. And look, they're getting healthier too, right? I mean, yep. Eric Berry is appearing.
Eric Berry sounds like he's going to play, which can only be a positive, and it only helps. But Chris Jones is the key to me. I understand Dee Ford had a very good game too, but Chris Jones, he pushed Nelson back into Luck about 10 times. I mean, Nelson had just embarrassed guys, including Clowney, and Chris Jones pushed Nelson all over the building.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I mean, It's weird because Chris Jones didn't record a sack or even a tackle, but he had three pass deflections that were just immense because, like you mentioned, he sort of pushed what I would consider one of the best offensive linemen in the league, even for a rookie in Quentin Nelson. So if the easiest pass to get to Tom Brady is up the middle, this is a big game for Chris Jones. And look, the offensive line for the Patriots is going to have to use, obviously, the silent count, but I think that gives the Chiefs an advantage because you're not firing off the ball the way you normally would if you knew sort of the environment that you're playing in Gillette Stadium, which is obviously different than Arrowhead. So, yeah, man, I mean, if Eric Berry can sort of solidify the back end with this rookie in Treverius Ward and obviously Steven Nelson playing well and they're getting a little bit healthier with Daniel Sorensen, all of a sudden now maybe Tom Brady holds the ball for that extra second that gives guys like Chris Jones, Dee Ford, and Justin Houston another chance to really not only sack Tom Brady, but they're going for the ball. And that was what was really impressive in the second half, where they just weren't sacking Luck. They were trying to get the ball each time they got
there. They did. Houston, D4, Houston did a great job, no question about it. And I thought your coverage, which was press, was a good idea. I think Sutton used the right defense. I think you got to play man and basically ask Brady to beat you down the field because they don't have a lot of weapons. And I don't even think Gronk's Gronk right now. I really don't. I don't think he's the same player. So, I mean, I'm not saying I challenge him all over the field, but I don't think he's the same player. So, you know, that's going to be very interesting, talking with Nate Taylor of The Athletic about the Chiefs. How about the win, getting a win at Arrowhead, getting rid of the demons, the whole thing? Maybe there was a point on the block punt. Maybe there was a second in the second half where the demons reared their head. Now it's the Patriots. It's the gold standard. It's the whole deal. But how much did that win last week go to, at least for maybe Andy or for some of the older players, did it help erase some of the doubt?
I really think it did. And, man, if you look at what the team did in October, like, they didn't play their best game in Gillette Stadium. And I think the Chiefs feel like they're just as competitive, they're just as talented, if not better in some positions. And, I mean, the thing that's most impressive is, like you mentioned, when things started to go against them, when that block punt happened and the Colts scored their first touchdown, this 23-year-old kid in Patrick Mahomes, he just doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get fazed. He executes Andy Reid's playbook immensely well for someone this inexperienced. And in his first playoff game, was near flawless. Didn't make a mistake, didn't turn the ball over, and led the team right down the field for a touchdown right before halftime. And that sort of
Biggest touchdown of the game, absolutely. Yes, after the block punt, that was without question the biggest touchdown of the game. I totally agree.
I know they had
a couple in the second half, but and I think the Houston strip was a big play. But I thought the touchdown before the half was a very, very if he had scored, and then the Vinatieri miss, because
right.
that really took the steam out of him. If they had scored some points there, they would have had at least a little momentum. They would start to get the offense going. Those two things coupled. You know, it's funny, the Pats, I think they respect the talents of Mahomes, everyone does. They know how good Kelce is. I've never heard them talk about a player or be so leery of a player as they are of Hill.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of speed. That's the one thing they lack, and he has it in such abundance. I think he's the one who really, he's killed them, and he scares the heck out of them.
Yeah. And he's been effective, especially on play-action plays where at least you're doing this sort of read option look where you have to make the safeties and the linebackers. Wait a second. Man, you give Tyreek Hill any amount of time, any amount of space, I would not tell Bill Belichick to press Tyreek Hill, because the moment he goes by you, it's over. And in the past where they had Alex Smith, who really had to, like, you know, gear up his entire body to get the ball down the field, man, Patrick Mahomes, he's got the strongest arm in the league. It's not a problem for him to hit Tyreek Hill from any spot on the field. And I think you're right in a lot of ways that, you know, you can double team Tyreek Hill, but that just leaves Travis Kelce wide open. And so
yep.
The issue is, who do you want to pick? Who can you pick right every down when the Chiefs are passing the football? That's why the team has scored the third most points in NFL history for an entire season, is because you're essentially picking your poison. Sammy Watkins is back on the field.
Sammy's a key. They're going to try to let him beat him. I think that's key. But I think the biggest thing is going to be Andy against Andy's own brain. I'll tell you why. and you know this.
Yep.
Belichick is going to go to a look that is going to challenge them to run the ball. And we all know, and a lot of NFL people know, that Andy does not like a steady diet of running the ball. He'll always go back to the pass, even when the look says run.
Right.
Can he stay with the run? And last week he used the run really well, and he really whacked them with it, especially on some short yardage plays early in the game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Andy, you know, we always expect Andy to want to run away from the run and run back to the pass.
Yeah, and it's even harder now because he's got the MVP of the league, right? He's got Patrick Mahomes, and he's got all these.
So Belichick's going to challenge him to run it. You know, he's going to give him a look with a lot of deep backs. He's going to empty out the box. He's going to give him a light look, and he's going to say, "Go ahead and run it on me."
Yeah, and look, if the Chiefs are in any situation where it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 3 on the plus side of the field, I would tell Andy to keep going forward, and that's what they did against the Colts, and it was successful. And partly because Damian Williams is a tougher runner. And he sort of looks on TV. He is a hard runner whose legs are mostly fresh because they didn't use him a lot before the Kareem Hunt situation came down. So there's positives for the Chiefs to score points. It's just who can control the tempo of the game, and can the Chiefs get, say, a 10-point advantage on the Patriots and really force their hand or limit their options? Because if this is tight all the way down, I mean, it's going to be a great game.
Williams has been really good. I thought they'd miss Hunt more than they have. He's surprised me how good he's been.
Yeah, and the thing is he's really great out of the backfield catching the football, too. Like, they don't mind, and you know how good Andy Reid is at using these screen passes.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
He likes to get the running back out in space. Damian Williams is a guy who can catch the ball, has some speed, some shiftiness. We saw him. Two defenders running to one another on his touchdown run in the first quarter against the Colts. So, I mean, the funny thing is, like, they can really beat you up inside because the offensive line is, I would say, above average. But then if you let Patrick Mahomes, and there's nothing to defend this. Like, I don't care how many DBs you have, what type of blitz you have. If you let Patrick Mahomes elude and get out of the pocket, it is never in the defense's favor. And that's when guys like Tyreek Hill get open. That's when guys like Damian Williams can get an extra few yards, or, you know, Patrick Mahomes can throw these sidearm passes that you just can't defend. So if you're the Patriots, don't necessarily blitz to get to the quarterback, but just stay in your lane and hope that you can gang tackle when the ball arrives, because letting him get out of the pocket is the worst idea. And that's what happened in the second half of that first matchup in October. Patrick Mahomes started, you know, getting a little, going a little more freestyle, and that was to the Chiefs' advantage, and that's why they got back in that game.
Whatever they saw in that game, they will not see in this game. You know that. I mean, yeah, that's a given. You know they're going to see completely different, and he's going to go to the stuff that's worked, and that will be, he'll go to the big nickel look or the stuff that will challenge him to run the ball. I think you'll see that. And also, he's going to give Sammy Watkins a chance to be a star. The question is Sammy up to the challenge? Because he's going to get a lot of good opportunities in this game.
Right, and because you got to take away Hill. You got to take away any big play threat. And in some ways, I think this is too, Mike. You got to let the Chiefs have these 10, 13 play drives. Like, can they execute over and over again instead of letting them?
He will. That's how he'll play it. Absolutely.
Right. And so if you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're Sammy Watkins, run your routes, get your timing down, be effective and focused throughout the course of the game, because the Chiefs like to have these explosive plays, and when they don't necessarily get them, they do tend to get a little bit frustrated, or their drives really stall out, or they have some penalty that pushes them backwards. It'll be fascinating to see, like you said, do the Chiefs run the ball enough? Do they have enough of a balance? And can they execute these 13, 14, 15-play drives instead of the usual 6 or 7 when there's a 30 or 40-yard play involved?
You guys are a team of speed, and more speed. You've got great pass rushes. You've not been good against the run all year, although you did make some nice plays against the Colts early. Belichick's going to come out, and he's going to try and pound you heavy look. If you remember that Colt playoff game a couple years ago where they just pounded the Colts with the running game, I think that's how they're going to try and play you guys. I think they're going to try and pound you with the running game. Can you guys combat that? Do you guys have any weapons to combat that?
Well, the best weapon they have, and look, this is all contingent on his health, is Eric Berry is such a dynamic player. He's almost what I would call a bishop in chess, where you can just move him all over the field. He can play in coverage. He can come down and support the run. He's their best weapon for Sony Michel, who played really well last week.
Good player.
If the Patriots are wise and they're deliberate and methodical, it will really force the Chiefs to play championship football, which is you got to tackle when you got to stop the run. And you got to put teams in third and long so then you can rush the passer. Too often this year, the Chiefs are struggling, and you can look up any statistic in terms of running the football.
They've been terrible against the run this year. Yeah.
Right. Where they're relying so much either on turnovers or strip sacks, fumbles to get the ball. And so, look, we know the Patriots don't fumble the ball. We know Sony Michel's going to take care of it. So if I was Bill Belichick and my staff, I would just pound them on first and second down, keep third down short and limited, because we know Tom Brady's so good at getting the ball out of his hands. But, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the game plan is simple, and it's really there for the Patriots. It's just a matter of you cannot let the big play happen on defense.
No, if they keep you guys close enough where they can continue to run the ball, you guys can usually end the running game by getting up a couple of scores. If you guys, if they either stay in front or stay within a score of 3 points, they just keep pounding away at you guys and see if they can just keep moving the chains with the dinks and dunks and pounding the running game. And I that's how I think they want to play this.
Yeah, and they want to possess the ball, right? Because the issue with what Frank Wright did with the Colts was, hey, I don't mind. You have Andrew Luck, you have T.Y. Hill.
Frank went away from the run too early.
Way too early.
He panicked.
He really did. You can't abandon the run late in the first quarter. So
he panicked. He completely panicked, and he didn't have to. He panicked completely. He's like, I got to get these scores back. He should have pounded the running game, and that's the way to deal with your – first of all, it keeps your offense off the field. Secondly, it affects your speed rushes. Speed rushes, you know, you guys allow 5 yards a carry. You got to stick to your knitting. I said that on Monday. I said the one thing Frank did, and Frank had a great year, he went away from the run too early in that game.
Yeah, and I would – you know, we all know Bill Belichick is the mastermind at this, so – it would be no surprise to me if Sonny Michel had 25 to 35 carries.
Either way, not surprised at all in the little dinks and dunks. And I think absolutely that's going to be their game plan. And, you know, and if Berry's back, that plays into it. You know, and you guys aren't the biggest team up front. I think you allow like 5-2 a carry, don't you? Something like that, right?
It's historically bad. Like, if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, they will abandon – much of the conventional thought about how you need to play defense in the NFL. Where,
absolutely.
I mean, at some point, you got to stop somebody. You got to tackle somebody in the open field. The Chiefs have played, for much of the season, outside of the Colts game, a very much a bend-don't-break defense. And, hey, the offense is going to screw up before we screw up. But when you do that, you give up a ton of yards, and the time of possession doesn't go in your favor. But in some ways, Andy Reid doesn't care about time of possession because I have Tyreek Hill. We can score literally on every play. So it's a different way of playing football, but it's not conventional.
You know, you're three guys. You have three unbelievable offensive players. And we're talking with Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Mahomes, who everyone's seen this year, Kelce, and, of course, Hill. Hill came in with a checkered past. What kind of guy? What can you tell our audience about Hill that maybe we don't know about Hill? They see Kelce on the commercials. They see plenty of Mahomes. What about Hill?
He's been an upstanding citizen ever since the Chiefs drafted him. And this is a credit to not only Brett Veach, the general manager, and Andy Reid, the coach, and even John Dorsey, who was the original general manager who made the decision to draft Tyreek Hill. But look, he's been a great person in the community. He set up a foundation where he's giving scholarships to school children here who want to aspire for college. He's done just about everything you can do right, and obviously he hasn't had any domestic violence or any issues of that nature.
So he's been good since he's been there.
Yeah.
What kind of kid is he? Right. I mean, he's a tough competitor. Yeah. What kind of kid is he?
Yeah, he's extremely tough, and he takes on any challenge, right? And we all remember when Jalen Ramsey sort of gave him the special,
right.
kickoff and punt return specialist, and he sort of torched him.
He answered that.
Yeah,
in a hurry.
Yeah. So he's a top-level athlete who understands the opportunity, the second chance that Andy Reid gave him, and he's fulfilled his sort of promise to the organization ever since they drafted him. And, look, he's still the fastest player in the league, and they've paired him with the best quarterback to get him the football. I mean, it could not be a perfect marriage between receiver and quarterback, and he's got the personality to understand Andy Reid's complex playbook, and he's done everything. I mean, this is, in some of the ways that Andy helped Michael Vick, you can see clear parallels between how he's helped Tyreek Hill to where now he still has his son, he's still with his girlfriend, who is now his fiance, and it could not have gone better since they drafted him.
It's not now or never with this talent. Andy's not young, but it's not now or never. What's the feeling in Kansas City about this game as you're on the threshold of maybe a Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, people have never – I mean, they've never seen this, right? The Chiefs have never hosted an AFC Championship game, which is hard to believe given the level of success they've had. But I always thought this season was about 2019, right? I thought we were going to see Patrick get a lot of experience. Hey, maybe they'd make the playoffs because Andy Reid's a good coach. But really, it's about 2019, getting this group ready for the run next year. They've obviously blown over every projection, every sort of prediction we all had. And because you're the number one seed at home, because you have the MVP, because you have the Hall of Fame caliber coach in Andy Reid, like, you're expected to win. I think the city is ecstatic because this was better than they ever anticipated. And now you're just one victory away from the Super Bowl, and you have the best player in the league in Patrick Mahomes, which, again, I don't think the Chiefs have ever had before in the entire history of the league. They've never had an MVP winner, let alone an MVP candidate to this degree. So the city's on fire. I mean, you go anywhere in town, people are talking about the team, people are wearing,
How about the B&B boys being the opposition?
Yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce made this very good point yesterday. If you want to be the best, you have to be the best. And clearly, in the AFC, it's always gone through New England. It's always gone through Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They scored 40 points on the Patriots the last three times Andy Reid has played.
Yeah, and three of the seven in his hit, he's only given up 40 points seven times in 342 games. Three of them are done by Andy Reid.
Yeah, so this team isn't scared of the Patriots. They're not going to hold them to like some standard that they have to reach at. They feel like they are equal. And because of the way Patrick played in that second half and the fact that they were literally one possession away from losing that game in October in Gillette Stadium, I feel like they have all the confidence to say, hey, we should just be as respected as these guys are, even though they're on the downside. Obviously, this city, this organization feels like they're on the uptick. So maybe it's a passing of the torch, full swing on Sunday, but this team is not afraid of the Patriots, and I don't think you could have said that at any point before this season.
What's your gut? Your gut is it a Chiefs Sunday?
I think so. I mean, I wrote this in The Athletic today, and I would encourage people to go check it out on the app or the website. I picked a 30-24 Chiefs victory. The weather is obviously going to play a factor. I think it allows speed to dominate this game. And I just think the Chiefs are the faster team. We've talked about it before. I don't know how they can really defend Tyreek Hill. And if the moment's not too big for Patrick Mahomes, the team will be fine. I think they'll get a lead. And for Tom Brady and the Patriots, it's going to be hard to come from behind, which is what has been the issue for every opponent that's entered Arrowhead Stadium this year.
All right, Nate, enjoy. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you. Nate Taylor, The Athletic, Kansas City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.